running in the top 10 again now. He said the car was too free for his liking. They're going around to the left side. Still in the 23 car, full of fuel. Waiting. He is on and off pit road.
All right, so here we go. Ryan Blaney still out there on the racetrack. He will continue to lead. It's going to be 52 laps to go the next time by, but this pit cycle is open, and as we saw on stage number one, Mark, they're stretching it out.
Ty Dillon, who's had a decent race tonight, he is now pitting under green. We see a couple of other cars dropping onto pit road. Chase Elliott is going to be among those cars. Let's go to Heather DeVoe.
And Chase was loose that run, but better than the last one, and their crew chief, Alan Gustafson, told him, you're going to wait on the jack and then go. Sunoco Fuel going in that number nine machine, and they're going to send him.
So Ryan Blaney, the leader, is on pit road at 45 miles per hour. He comes into the view of Wendy Venturini.
It's Chris Buescher right now getting his four tires while Ryan Blaney swings around him for four tires. And Sunoco Fuel, they're already working on the left side. Ryan Blaney came in at a little bit of a tight angle, making his crew work a little bit for that pit stop. Heather DeVoe.
And coming in now is the 42 of John Hunter Nemechek for her scheduled pit stop. The team going to work on the right side with two tires and coming around to the left for the other two tires on the 42, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe is now on pit road. He started from that pole position. A solid night for Chase. Continues to make adjustments to his car all night long. Four tires. Fuel already down and away, Alec Pagano.
A bunch of cars in my section. Kyle Busch, who entered the top 10, making one of his final pit stops. Christopher Bell recovered from that damage. They're putting four tires on his car. Tyler Reddick the same, all on and off pit road.
William Byron, running second, has come onto the pit lane. Denny Hamlin has inherited the lead. He remains on the racetrack at this point. Byron now slowly making his way down the pit lane as we go back to Wendy Venturini.
On this last run for William Byron, he said his car felt a little sluggish. He's been free in and off. They grabbed a tear off his windshield. The tire kind of got in the way there from the right side to the left side. The left front tire changer had to knock that tire out of the way. The crew guys are shaking their head.
49 laps to go. Denny Hamlin keeps the progressive Toyota on the racetrack. He's coming off of turn number four. He is going to bypass pit road, and we'll see what happens with Denny Hamlin actually going into turn number three. Caught up in some traffic as well. He's not even going to be able to get down to pit road because it looks like Ty Dillon had driven to his inside. Hamlin's going to cross him over. He needs clean racetrack, Mark, if he's going to be able to make his stop.
That's a little bit troublesome there, but the farther he goes, the less fuel he'll need, and I think they're trying to put the stopwatch to this fueling for Denny Hamlin. Meanwhile, Blaney is back out onto the racetrack. He's being scored 10th, minus one lap. Hamlin hasn't pitted. Neither has Cindric, Van Gisbergen, and Austin Dillon. Brad Keselowski is not pitted. Neither has Josh Berry, Ryan Preece, Ty Gibbs, and Justin Haley.
Mark, we talked about it earlier. Jonathan Hassler had to make a decision. He kind of basically split this stage with Ryan Blaney, brought him onto pit road on a traditional part where we saw the pit cycle open. Chris Gayle, the crew chief for Denny Hamlin, now he has the benefit of seeing what Ryan Blaney's team did. They have the benefit of now stretching this as far as they can. Blaney is one lap down. If the caution comes out, that's going to be to Denny Hamlin's benefit in a big, big way.
What's interesting, this is a complete flip-flop of stage one, where Hamlin pitted way before Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Blaney went very, very late on pit road in stage number one, and that allowed him to really leapfrog over a bunch of cars and put him into contention. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
46 laps to go here in the Cracker Barrel 400. Denny Hamlin continues to lead in the middle of green flag stops. Ryan Blaney's about 20 car lengths behind, trying to naturally unlap himself. Right now, let's go down to pit road and Alan Cabana.
This long run for Denny Hamlin is a part of the plan. These cars are equipped with a switch that tells them when they're out. They can hit the switch and go to the reserve. They told Denny, run till you have to hit the switch, then come down pit road. That's happening right now. So they waited as long as possible for the 11 before they were calling him down. We're waiting on him now. The crew is on the wall. The plan is to give him four tires. Here he comes into his pit stall. Denny Hamlin is here. They're around to the right side. The gas can is going in. They gave him a bottle of water, tear off the windshield, around to the left side. Second can of fuel is in there. Denny Hamlin on and off the pit road.
So Denny Hamlin is going to come off of pit road. Let's see where that cycles him through with Ryan Blaney. Blaney was making some faster lap time. We've not seen a lot of tire degradation and lap time drop-off, but he was making time on Denny Hamlin by pitting earlier.
There was about 0.6 seconds difference there at the end, and part of that was Hamlin trying to save some fuel on the back straightaway. Hamlin coming up to speed. Blaney, though, it looks like has gotten by him. Blaney is midway down the backstretch, but that puts Blaney on the lead lap.
Blaney way in front of him, actually. We have a lot of similarly colored paint schemes right now. Blaney hits the start-finish line. Denny Hamlin just now coming off of turn number four. Austin Cindric, Shane Van Gisbergen, Austin Dillon, Brad Keselowski, Josh Berry, Ty Gibbs, Justin Haley. Top seven cars have yet to come down pit road and make their final pit stop here in the Cracker Barrel 400. Now we see Austin Cindric give up the lead. He's going to come down pit road and get to the service of that Team Penske crew. We'll come back. We'll give you a full field rundown as things cycle through. 42 to go here at Nashville Super Speedway.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
41 laps to go in the Cracker Barrel 400 from Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
He hasn't pitted yet. Austin Dillon has taken over the lead in the Toys for Tots Chevrolet. Brad Keselowski, Josh Berry, the top three, they have not pitted. Ryan Blaney in fourth has, and right now has about a four-second lead over fifth place Carson Hocevar and almost a six-second lead over Denny Hamlin. Hamlin gave up a lot of track time on Ryan Blaney.
Mark, I was just watching Brad Keselowski come across the start-finish line. He's running in second right now, running lap times of 31 seconds. All these cars just flew past him. They're running about a second and a half quicker. Early in this race, we did not see a lot of tire degradation, lap time drop off. Late in this race, I think we're starting to see more, which is why Ryan Blaney stretched it out so far over Denny Hamlin. We could see Blaney catching Hamlin on fresher tires before Hamlin came down to pit road, and that could be one of the things that is a deciding factor in Hamlin's 700th career start.
Thought they waited too long for Denny Hamlin. Not only was he losing time, Blaney with a quick car, but he was in traffic, so he was in dirty air at the same time. That kind of messed things up as well, but still a long ways to go. We have at this point 36 laps to go. You may think, well, it doesn't sound like much. Again, remember, we had five overtimes last year and 31 extra laps.
So Austin Dillon, Brad Keselowski, Josh Berry have not pitted. Ryan Blaney has pitted. He runs in fourth. Carson Hocevar has pitted as well, so he was able to jump in front of a handful of cars. cars. He's behind Blaney in fifth. Denny Hamlin's in sixth. Joey Logano runs in seventh. Eric Jones is in eighth. Bubba Wallace ninth. William Byron rounds out the top 10. But again, the top three cars have yet to come down pit road, Mark.
And now we're seeing some action on pit lane. Is that going to be the leader? Austin Dillon coming on to pit road, so he gives up the top spot. Keselowski will now inherit it, with Josh Berry also still on the racetrack, having not pitted.
Yeah, Keselowski is going to have to pit. We know Josh Berry is going to have to pit as well, but you got to do whatever you can. Right now we're showing 21 cars on the lead lap, Chase Briscoe being the final one, Michael McDowell being the first car a lap down. But again, once this pit cycle completes, we're going to get a much better idea. Ryan Blaney, who has pitted, he's only 4.9 seconds behind Brad Keselowski, who hasn't. So Blaney is actually, again, naturally catching down, chasing down the leader.
So Carson Hocevar now effectively running in the second spot, Hamlin third. And when you take a look at the gap, Blaney's exiting turn number two. Hocevar, as Blaney gets halfway down the back straightaway, just exiting that second corner as well. So, again, a very, very big gap. But Carson Hocevar, our runner-up at Atlanta, currently running in the second spot.
Man, all right, so here we go. We've got another car coming down pit road, and this looks to be Josh Berry, who is running in the second spot. So he's going to have to give that up. He's going to get to the attention of his crew. The only car who has yet to pit, Brad Keselowski, Jeremy Bullins, his crew chief, holding him out there as long as they possibly can, coming off of their first top five and even first top 10 finish of the season last week in the Coca-Cola 600. Brad Keselowski is now coming off of turn number four, and he is just getting passed by cars and cars and cars. So now he actually comes down pit road. That's going to give up the lead to Ryan Blaney, once again out front in the Cracker Barrel 400.
And that is with 31 laps to go. So looking at the pit cycle, Ryan Blaney pitted with 52 to go. Denny Hamlin, 45. Gave up 7 laps to Blaney.
And that was a lot. So now Ryan Blaney leads by 3.1 seconds over Carson Hocevar, 4.1 seconds over Denny Hamlin. And Ryan Blaney, it looks like he's having trouble through lap traffic. He's been chasing down John Hunter Nemechek. But honestly, Ryan Blaney at this point with the 3-second lead, he doesn't have to push anything.
He doesn't certainly have to charge through the pack. And right now, let's give you a full field rundown brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Ryan Blaney, the leader. Carson Hocevar, second. Denny Hamlin, third. Fourth, Joey Logano. Fifth is Eric Jones. Sixth is Bubba Wallace. William Byron, seventh. Eighth, Kyle Larson. Ninth is Ross Chastain. And 10th is Christopher Bell.
11th is Tyler Reddick. 12th, Kyle Busch. Zane Smith runs 13th. 14th is Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott, 15th. 16th, Chris Buescher. Cole Custer, 17th. 18th is Chase Briscoe. 19th, Austin Cindric. Michael McDowell runs 20th.
A.J. Allmendinger now 21st. Shane Van Gisbergen, 22nd. Todd Gilliland, 23rd. 24th, Riley Herbst. Brad Keselowski, 25th, Ty Dillon, 26th, the last car on the lead lap in 27th, John Hunter Nemechek, minus one in 28th, Ryan Preece, also minus one in 29th is Josh Berry. Austin Dillon, who just pitted, is 30th, minus one.
31st is Ty Gibbs, also minus one. Justin Haley runs 32nd. Cody Ware on pit road, he's minus two laps down in 33rd. 34th is J.J. Yaley. Chad Fincham, 35th. Alex Bowman on the track in 36. He's minus 108 laps after getting caught up in an incident earlier. Corey Heim out of the race. He is going to finish 37th. 38th will be Noah Gregson. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. also out, will finish 39th. That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So we're getting down into the closing stages. Everybody has enough Sunoco fuel. They have plenty of tires. And again, it looks like this is the run to the end. If that we don't get a yellow flag, and that's a big if we don't get a yellow flag, Ryan Blaney has things pretty well in control.
Ryan Blaney, though, better hit the button. He's 2.5 seconds ahead of Carson Hocevar, 3 seconds ahead of Denny Hamlin. Hamlin has now made up over a second in just the last couple of laps. Hocevar has made up half a second. Ryan Blaney's midway down the back straightaway. Carson Hocevar midway down the back straightaway. Pat Patterson, I think Hocevar might be the one first in danger of losing a spot because Denny Hamlin's on the move.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin has about tracked him down now as they both exit turn number four. And Rob, from where I'm sitting, there's a lot of traffic in front of Josefar, and if he gets slowed up at all, I think it's not going to be long before Hamlin will be there.
Now down to turn number one, Blaney over the last 10 laps, since he pitted and then Hamlin pitted, he's lost 3 seconds to Denny Hamlin. Hamlin has cut his advantage in half, and it's taken about 10 laps for Blaney to get around John Hunter Nemechek.
Now Blaney now in the middle of turns three and four as he brings it back down to the stripe. Got a lot of lap traffic to deal with, guys.
And as they work their way out of turn number four, no lap traffic, however, between him and the second running, Carson Josefar.
Josefar goes down the back stretch, barely in front of Denny Hamlin. Now for Ryan Blaney, directly in front of him is Ty Dillon, and then it is Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, Blaney is going to work his way underneath Ty Dillon down here in turns three and four. He'll stick the nose under and take that position. Shane Van Gisbergen right in front of him. Meanwhile, the separation from second to third is about 8 to 10 car length.
Ryan Blaney has definitely gone to the whip. He was moving around this lap traffic. We have 23 laps to go here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Summer's heating up, and so is dinner at Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back. Starting at just $10.99, you can feast on juicy tender chicken, beef, or shrimp, buttered broth, veggies, and our smoky classic campfire seasoning, all wrapped up in tin foil and slow cooked to perfection. It's all the summer flavors you love without the hassle or the mosquitoes. But hurry in, the campfire menu is back for a limited time only. Savor the summer at Cracker Barrel. Price may vary by location. Check your local store for pricing and availability.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
Laps are winding down at Nashville Super Speedway. 21 laps to go. When we come back, we will take you commercial-free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We're back at Nashville Super Speedway. Ryan Blaney leads the Cracker Barrel 400. We're going to have 18 laps to go and take you commercial-free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
So we have now 18 laps to go in this race. Ryan Blaney has firm control with a 2.3-second lead over Carson Josefar. And Denny Hamlin, who was gaining on Josefar, now is not. He's 3.3 seconds back.
Mark, I really think these drivers were told by their crew chiefs when we had so much separation, okay, you got some room to save me some fuel. Now all of a sudden when they started catching up, we saw Ryan Blaney then make the decision to put cars a lap down. He's about to do that to Shane Van Gisbergen. I think we saw the same with Carson Josefar and his crew chief, Luke Lambert. Chris Gayle, Denny Hamlin's crew chief, told him, you better go. It's your 700th start. You got a baby on the way. You got to get home.
Absolutely. And the last few laps, Shane Van Gisbergen, who's 25th, the last car on the lead lap, has hung tough. Just up ahead of him, Riley Herbst and Brad Keselowski, also on the tail end of the lead lap. So Blaney, down across the stripe, 16 to go.
There is nothing but traffic here as Ryan Blaney moves into turn number one.
Ryan Blaney has a four-car bumper between himself and the second running machine of Josevar. Josevar has picked up the pace. He's eased away from Denny Hamlin ever so slightly, but Blaney continues to run behind Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, Blaney doesn't really have to push the point right now. He's got a big enough lead. As long as he can maintain this gap and work the gap, I don't think he's got a problem at all. He may eventually have to get after Van Gisbergen, but it's not right this minute.
Blaney now 15 laps from the checkered flag across the line, back to one.
Carson Hocevar was just bypassed by Austin Dillon, who pitted very late. Of course, he's a lap down, but he went around the second place car, and that enables Denny Hamlin to narrow the margin between himself and second running Hocevar to just about five car lengths.
Blaney works his way into turn number three now, going underneath the 51 as he works his way back up to Shane Gisbergen. He takes care of Cody Ware and now slides back up, headed back to the stripe.
14 laps to go. Ryan Blaney enjoys a 2.6-second advantage over Carson Hocevar.
I'm sure that Ryan Blaney's crew chief, Jonathan Hassler, and the spotter are communicating to one another, letting Blaney know how many cars are between him and the two cars chasing him, and he doesn't have to run any harder than he needs to.
Exactly. And that's the point. As he goes into turn number three, bottom of the racetrack, that's where he takes his forward right now. He'll work right behind Shane Van Gisbergen, who's not holding him up at all.
Brad, you take a look at what Ryan Blaney has done the last six races. Back-to-back fifth-place finishes Darlington-Bristol, a crash at Talladega, third-place finish at Texas and Kansas, and another crash at Charlotte where he finished 38th. It's like good, bad, bad, good, bad kind of for Ryan Blaney. Could be about to be great tonight.
Ryan Blaney's season has been collect stage points, DNF. Collect stage points, DNF. And they were able to maintain the top 10 in the standings because of all those stage points. Five DNFs in the first 13 races.
Yeah, when you're batting 500 almost in that category, not a good thing, but he certainly had the speed. So this time by Blaney, 12 laps to go. He's working traffic again. Shane Van Gisbergen hanging tough on the tail end of the lead lap. Again, Van Gisbergen running 25th, just behind Brad Keselowski and Riley Herbst. They remain on the lead lap as well. So Blaney, in that traffic, is able to work his way out of turn number four. The gap back to Carson Hocevar has grown to 3 seconds. Here he is across the stripe. 11 laps left in the Cracker Barrel 400.
Shane Van Gisbergen has been an unwitting ally of Ryan Blaney, opening holes for him. Right in front of them next will be Riley Herbst. And pretty soon, there won't be any traffic in front of Blaney if he maintains that position behind Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney, nice smooth out next to the wall there, midway down the backstretch. Takes that car down into turn three. Van Gisbergen, a good five car lengths in front of him. Stands back up on the gas and heads the exit.
Ryan Blaney doesn't have to push it. It's going to be 10 laps to go this time by. In fact, the fastest car on the track 2 laps ago was Chase Briscoe in 17th.
And now Ryan Blaney has 6 cars separating himself from the second and third place cars of Hocevar and Denny Hamlin. They're just exiting two as he enters three.
Here's Blaney once again down into turn three at the Nashville Super Speedway. Keeps the car right on the bottom of the racetrack as he exits the corner.
So Blaney down to the line, just 9 laps left. As he's in control right now, the last thing he wants to see, Rob, is a yellow flag.
Kind of appears that speeds have pretty much equalized almost among the entire field, as nobody is really seeming to really be stronger than anybody else. Blaney continues to follow SVG.
Yeah, as you survey the entire racetrack, there's not that many two-car battles out there to deal with. Ryan Blaney now midway through three and four, works his way off of turn number four, back to the start finish.
And this time with 8 laps to go, it's not the seconds that Ryan Blaney has on Carson Hocevar. That's 3. It's 5 lap cars in between the two.
And as long as he can maintain that, certainly nobody's going to catch him. He's 2 car lengths back of Shane Van Gisbergen. 3 car lengths ahead of him is Herb. A couple of car lengths ahead of him is Keselowski.
Yeah, I don't want to throw a curse on Blaney, but how many times have we seen races like this get inside the top 10 and then something happens? Right now, Ryan Blaney is hoping that doesn't happen.
You have to give it to SVG. He's hustling, trying to stay in front of Blaney. Stay on the lead lap, 2 tenths quicker the last time by. Here's Blaney across the stripe, 7 to go.
Obviously, Van Gisbergen is becoming an oval track racer to complement his extreme skills on the road circuits. Off of turn number 2, still about 4 car lengths ahead of the race leader. Blaney midway down the backstretch once again behind Van Gisbergen. Long way back to any traffic trying to overtake him as they work through the middle of 3 and 4.
6 laps to go this time by in front of Pack Grandstands. Ryan Blaney continues to lead the Cracker Barrel 400 as he heads back into 1.
So the 3 cars in front of Blaney are Brad Keselowski, who's being pursued by Riley Hurd, and then Shane Van Gisbergen. They've got about 2 car lengths of separation in between each of them. Similar margin back to the race leader Blaney.
Once again, everybody just holding their collective breath. Will there be a caution flag of any kind? So far, so good for Ryan Blaney. Midway through 3 and 4 and back towards the start finish.
Denny Hamlin has cleared some lap traffic, now has a clear shot at Carson Hocevar. That would be for second place as Blaney crosses the stripe with 5 to go.
Certainly that second place finishing position is very much up for grabs. Just about 4 car lengths now is Hocevar's advantage over Denny Hamlin.
Ryan Blaney down the back stretch once again here at Nashville. Drives a smooth line right down into turn number 3. Pulls on the wheel of that Ford. Puts that front left tire right at the bottom of the racetrack.
4 laps to go for Ryan Blaney, looking for his first victory here of 2025. He'll cross the start-finish line one more time, no pressure behind.
And very healthy advantage maintained over the second-place car of Carson Hocevar and third-running Denny Hamlin. He'll charge off turn 2 as they're in the middle of 1 and 2.
Ryan Blaney now once again, about 4 cars separate him from Shane Van Gisbergen right in front of him as he works down into turn 3. A comfortable margin between those two as they work in the middle of 3 and 4. Here comes Ryan Blaney again.
So at this point, 3 to go. Blaney out front in firm control. Carson Hocevar comfortable in second place with Hamlin starting to loom a little bit larger in his rearview mirror.
Ryan Blaney started this race back in the 15th position, but a very lengthy run of green flag laps at the end of stage 1 put him in position to get up front, and he has maintained that through the balance of this race.
Ryan Blaney now into turn 3. Once again, no challenge from the rear whatsoever. Midway through 3 and 4.
It'll be 2 to go this time by Blaney, the only car from Team Penske not yet in victory lane. That might change in just a couple of laps here at Nashville.
Ryan Blaney now within 1 mile of the white flag. That would effectively end the race if we should experience a caution. He's now exiting turn 2.
Ryan Blaney has the kind of night you want to have here in the Music City. He rolls that Ford down the backstretch out next to the wall. Nobody with problems anywhere on the racetrack. Here's Blaney midway through 3 and 4.
Blaney wants to get to the start-finish line and see the white flag. This race is going to be over at that point. By the next flag, he'll take the white flag. Head back to 1 for the final time.
Ryan Blaney still sitting about 6 car lengths behind Shane Van Gisbergen. Ahead of him, Brad Keselowski, Riley Herbst have pulled away. So off of turn number 2 is Blaney.
No problems for Ryan Blaney. No problems at all tonight. Everything finally going his way and finally going to get himself a checkered flag with another couple of turns. Here comes Ryan Blaney.
Sellout crowd on their feet here at Nashville Super Speedway. Ryan Blaney hits this front straightaway. He'll cross the start-finish line and take the checkered flag. His first win of 2025, the 14th of his career for the 2023 champion.
And the first time here at Nashville Super Speedway for Blaney as well. A dominating performance as he wins by 2.8 seconds over Carson Hocevar, 3.2 over Denny Hamlin, with Joey Logano and William Byron rounding out the top 5.
Pretty interesting race here at Nashville. Stage 2 was the caution-filled one here, Mark. We had 7 of them in this entire race here at Nashville Super Speedway for Team Penske. 2 cars in the top 5 for Team Penske. All their cars now in the playoffs.
That is a big, after a total disaster of a Memorial Day weekend for the captain at Indy and Charlotte. 1 week later, a lot of difference here with Ryan Blaney going to victory lane. Certainly good news with all 4 of those cars in the playoff. Our last green flag run, 104 laps to the checkered flag.
Ryan Blaney is not going to stop at the start-finish line initially. He drives all the way down to the exit of pit road. He spins that car around, and he's going to put his driver's side door in front of this sellout crowd here at Nashville Super Speedway and wave to the race fans, all of whom stayed here to watch Ryan Blaney drive all the way to the checkered flag and pick up his first win of the season. A big, big day for the driver of the number 12 here, and you can hear that crowd cheering, Mark. Ryan Blaney has the fist out the window, the number one, and he is thanking this big crowd here today at Nashville.
And that takes the pressure off here in the regular season for Ryan Blaney. He wasn't going to win the regular season championship. When you came into this race with five top fives and five DNFs, you're not going to win the regular season title, but they had the speed, and tonight they put it all together. They executed perfectly. They had a different strategy in stage one than anybody else that got Ryan the stage, got him the track position that he needed. They never gave it up. He was at the front just about the entire race after that.
All right, here is that burnout brought to you by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. He is lighting them up on this concrete. The crowd is cheering for Ryan Blaney. He will stop just past the start-finish line and hop out of that Team Penske number 12. We're going to hear from the winner in Progressive Victory Lane coming up shortly. We're also going to hear from our top finishers. Great night for Carson Hocevar. Best finish for him. Runner-up in that number 77. He was able to hold off Denny Hamlin.
Still working on getting that first win, but a runner-up twice now this season at Atlanta. Boy, if that yellow flag doesn't come out, I think he gets the checkered flag. But nonetheless, that's his second runner-up, and again, strong performance, and he is continually putting in the best efforts for Spire Motorsports right now. Let's go down to Heather DeBoe.
And two cars in the top five today. Ryan Blaney just won the race, but his teammate Joey Logano finishing fourth. I heard you on the radio at the end, your team, you guys all told each other good job today, especially on pit road. How would you evaluate your performance tonight?
Good execution. Paul did a good job getting the car a little better throughout the race, and just kind of what we had. The last run, I thought we were a little better to where maybe if we were to fire off back in the lead like we had that one run, maybe I could have held on there and not lost time to the 11 and the 20 and the 12 there. But congrats to Blaney. I'm glad to all of us has got a win now. All four cars. So proud of Team Penske and everything they're doing back at the shop and giving us good cars and, yeah, good execution as well. So everyone's firing away pretty good right now.
Thanks, Joey.
So Joey Logano with a solid top five effort. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with William Byron, top five tonight. What made the difference at the end after a heck of a race? A lot of action, especially in stage two.
I thought our car potential was probably third, behind the 11 and the 12. And I think, we just never got to really restart with clean air. I think if we restart with clean air, maybe we hold them off. But it seemed like we just had to do too much to our car to kind of make it keep up with those guys, so we just had to take the back out of the track basically. So I thought it was a good effort. We tried something a little different, not really that different on the last stop, but we're running long and honestly it was going to be good, and then we just had kind of a slow sequence. So yeah, I think it was good. Just kind of been a tough place the last couple years, so I feel like had good speed, just couldn't quite get the handling.
Solid top five for William Byron tonight.
William Byron, with that top five, has increased his lead in the battle for the regular season championship over Kyle Larson, unofficially now 48 points ahead of him, with Christopher Bell minus 88 in the third spot, as we go back down to Alan Cavana.
Denny Hamlin breaking it down with crew chief Chris Gale. Really came down to that last pit stop, the different strategies. What more did you need ultimately at the end?
Well, it just needed to be a little faster at the end. I thought the 12 had, exceptional long run speed there, and, just couldn't hang with them after about 40 laps on a set of tires. So they just had a lot of speed. We were kind of next best in line there, but we just went long to try to gain a tire advantage just in case the caution comes out. Then, we line up right behind them. We don't pit, have fresher tires. And then at the end, the track, just a weird thing. Everyone went to the bottom, and it created a lot of dust in the middle and top groove, so you couldn't get off the bottom. And so everyone just freight train that last 30 laps.
I know it's not a win, but you're ready for baby number three this week, maybe?
Yep, ready to go.
All right, Big Daddy Denny Hamlin to Heather Duo.
And here now with Carson Hilsevar, who finished second tonight. At one point in the race, you said your car was undrivable. So how did you and your team adjust to get you to this point with this solid top five?
Either I'm really dramatic or they're really good on adjustments. Probably a little bit of both. But, yeah, proud of this group, proud of this car. A place that is really, really difficult to pass. We're able to go 26 to 20, or to second and have a shot. I mean, we didn't have a shot, but we were in then straight away of the leader. And really proud of this group. Really proud to, you know, obviously how it last week ended, to just get a really good reset and put together finally a good finish, or a deserved finish for once.
And that's Carson Hilsevar, who finished second. Alan Cavana.
I'm with Kyle Larson. They worked on your car all night, threw the kitchen sink at it in terms of one of those stops with all the handling. You can't be happy with eighth place, I know, but heck of a comeback from where you started, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's like one of the happiest eighth places, but at the same time, it's like, God, you just hate to run eighth. So, yeah, we just did a good job, you know, kind of fighting through the difficult starting position. I actually had a good, you know, initial start to the race, and then me and the 38 got together and I fell back to like last, you know, and gave up probably 12 spots. So, you maybe if not for that, you know, the day could have looked different. It's just, this place is so hard to pass, and everybody runs the same speed that it just, you know, when you're mired in 28th, it just like, it feels worse than it actually is. So, yeah, I mean, my balance is kind of similar the whole race. Just had some good restarts and advanced, you know, with track position, and yeah, then the day looks good. So, yeah, wish we could have qualified better. That would have made today a little easier, but still happy with the fight.
There's never a worry in your crew chief's voice. What's that like as a driver? There was never a worry with him.
I wouldn't say there's never a worry.
He was confident.
Maybe you guys just don't catch the times when he's ripping my ass, but no, he's it definitely helps, you know, me, I think, stay focused and calm, and probably, you know, the pit crew as well. So, yeah, it's just he's a great leader, and we have a really, really solid team for, you know, an eighth place result, you know, is about as bad as you see us run, you know, unless we crash or something. So, you know, we made the most out of our day, and I'm proud of that.
A happy eighth place for Kyle Larson after a long day.
It's incredible.
Yeah, when you're that good, is eighth place is the biggest disappointment in the world. For some guys down there, it would be like, you know, time to do a backflip. So I guess it's just what your perspective is and what you've gained and what you've accomplished before.
You know, you have to minimize your losses on the bad days. And while they lost ground to their teammate and points leader, William Byron, I feel like with an eighth place finish, they minimized a bad day. Well, let's go down to Progressive Victory Lane and Wendy Venturini.
Well, that was some lovely liquids being thrown around by Body Armor. Ryan Blaney, the last time he was in Victory Lane, it was November last year. It was at Martinsville. His first win here at Nashville Super Speedway, the 14th of his career. Ryan Blaney grabbing that Gibson guitar, celebrating with your team. What does it mean to lock it into the playoffs for you, Ryan?
Well, just an awesome night. You know, it's I don't think it's been a secret. It's been kind of a rough year on us, honestly. I feel like our group and our team has done a great job and just kind of been having some bad things happen to us. And but we, you know, we never gave up, and all the 12 boys just stuck with it. So it's nice to finally, one, kind of played out how, you know, like the fastest cars and just no drama happening, and we could really show what we can do. So really proud of the effort, and great to finally get in victory lane, and hopefully we can keep going from here.
You guys made a statement early on this race, staying out that longest 71 laps, Jonathan Hassler making that call. How much did it set the tone for you and your team?
Well, I think it really did. I thought in practice our pace was great long run, and it really showed the first run of the race. And we really, honestly, we kind of gained time on guys that were ahead of us after where we started. And then we passed a few guys after we pitted with only 20 to go in that stage, and pressure tires. And then doing two at stage one break, I thought was really big. You know, I was able to kind of get the lead and control it mostly, and then yeah, it was nice to get control of it the last run and never give it away.
All right, the Gibson guitar, you're a big music man. Are you going to play this guitar?
I don't know how to play that.
All right, Ryan Blaney celebrating by putting the winning decal
on his car right now. The winner here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Hey, with his buddy Bubba Wallace playing the drums, they could start a band now if Ryan Blaney can learn that. That interview brought to you by Progressive in Progressive Victory Lane. And now a word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Denny Hamlin ran the Xfinity fastest lap in this race, the third time he has done that this season. He equals now Michael McDowell, who has also done that three times. And so congratulations also on winning one championship point for Denny Hamlin. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Had a fast race car, 700th career start for Denny Hamlin. Came up short of a victory, but still a lot to be proud of. Congratulations to Ryan Blaney, winner of the Cracker Barrel 400. A big, big day for him. He is playoffs bound. Carson Hocevar, runner-up finish for him. Denny Hamlin third. Fourth was Joey Logano. William Byron fifth. Sixth, Bubba Wallace. Eric Jones finished seventh. Eighth, Kyle Larson. Ninth was Tyler Reddick. Christopher Bell, 10th.
Ross Chastain, 11th. 12th was Kyle Busch. Zane Smith, 13th. 14th, Chris Buescher. Chase Elliott, 15th. He still remains the only driver in NASCAR Cup Series competition this year to finish every single race in the top 20. So, 16th, it'll be Daniel Suarez. Chase Briscoe, 17th. 18th, Austin Cindric. 19th, Cole Custer. 20th, A.J. Allmendinger.
Michael McDowell finishes 21st. 22nd, Todd Gilliland. Brad Keselowski, 23rd. 24th was Riley Herbst. Shane Van Gisbergen, 25th. Ty Dillon, 26th. 27th, John Hunter Nemechek. Ty Dillon, first car was a lap down. John Hunter Nemechek, also minus one, as well as Ryan Preece, who will finish 28th. Austin Dillon, who will finish 29th. And Josh Berry finishing 30th.
31st, Ty Gibbs. Justin Haley, 32nd. He also was minus one lap. Minus three and 33rd. Cody Ware, also minus three. J.J. Yeley in 34th. Minus 12 and 35th. Chad Fincham, after a long garage pit repair, Alex Bowman winds up 36th, minus 112 laps. The next three drivers failed to finish. Corey Heim will finish 37th, 38th. Noah Gregson, first car out tonight, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Well, Mark, it's time now to give our Xfinity most reliable performance. I'm going to defer to you, sir.
Well, you always can put a vote in for the winner, and you can also put a vote in for Denny Hamlin, did well. But my vote, I want to give honorable mention to Eric Jones and that team tonight. But I'm going to go with Carson Hocevar in the second spot. That team just kept on digging. They had great pit stops. Carson drove a great race, so that's where my vote's going to go.
I would agree with you. Carson Hocevar, again, this is a team that came from mid-pack to actually go up there and finish second, and they put the whole race together, especially after having that blown engine while racing for the lead on a late race restart in the Coca-Cola 600. Great deal for him. So that's our Xfinity mobile reliable performance. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
So again, we see that William Byron has opened up the gap between him and Kyle Larson unofficially to 48 points. On the bubble, though, it has changed. We have 8 points above the cut line now. Chris Buescher on the bubble. Kyle Busch has climbed from underwater to above the cutoff, but he's only 2 points ahead of Ryan Preece, only 4 points ahead of Carson Hocevar, only six over the Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Machine, who fell out of the top 16 tonight, and only seven over A.J. Allmendinger.
The Motor Racing Network will have the call for the next 3 weeks. Michigan, Mexico City, and Pocono, the Performance Racing Network, back on the air from Atlanta Motor Speedway, and that weekend is going to start the Bracket Challenge. We'll tell you more about that as the weeks go by. Friday, June 27th, we've got Cup Series practice and qualifying at 5 Eastern. Also, the Xfinity Series Focused Health 250, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's right, Friday and Saturday night racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Saturday, June 28th, the Quaker State 400, 6 o'clock Eastern. Go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. Get your tickets. You do not want to miss that. Want to thank our entire broadcast crew, our pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, and Heather DeBow. In the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson, our engineers, Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Ben Blake. Blevins. Our race director, Laura Beth Barnhart. Sales and marketing, Jerry Horn, Alexis Erickson, Barry Roach, David Stiles, Hank Lee, and Caleb Whistler. Production is Kent Bernhardt. For Mark Arrow, my name is Brad Gilley. We congratulate Ryan Blaney, winner of the Cracker Barrel 400 here at Nashville Super Speedway.
The Cracker Barrel 400 was presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. It's easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Brought to you by Napa. Napa has the parts that turn check engine light problems into solutions. Get yours today. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. Brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Brought to you by Beefaroo. Famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beefaroo. eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Presented by Endurance Auto Warranty. Protect your wallet from surprise car repairs with Endurance. And by Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back and starting at just $10.99. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went high and stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. From the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on, I started talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went high and stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul.
reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I can sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married or stay single. Which road I'll travel in, still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico, do my best, waste another day. Teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see. Both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. She came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger. Even a boy could recognize she had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet. Rushing it along in the wind, out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. And when I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turned to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind, out there only sweat the moonlight and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. She got a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion along in the wind, out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. Rushing along in the wind, out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night.
Go Durant the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines, but anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run, love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me, and right now she's where I need to be. Gotta run. I only get so many minutes, don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time